Class. Let's come to order. I know, first day of school. It's exciting times now, but the bell has rung. It's time to get started. I'm Pepe. I'm your teacher this year. Some of you have known me, seen me in the hallways, and some of you have taken my class, and I'm seeing you again. I won't point you out, but you know who you are and why you're here again. Let's do better. And some of you are here for the very, very first time walking the corridors of this prestigious high school. Well, welcome. We're gonna do something real cool today. All right, normally we'd sit up here and do a boring lecture on what we're going to cover for the whole year and what we're going to do, but I decided to change things up just a little bit. But before we go into that, I just want to give you some ground rules. Many of you already know that this is a newer facility that has lockdown protocols and safety at its design. It's designed for optimal safety, and so we can be thankful for that. Also, if you need to use a bathroom, just the courtesy of raising your hand, and I will dismiss you, but I will only dismiss one person at a time. You know, we're not going to play those kind of games, not up in here. All right. Hey, you're going to understand, you're going to know I'm the cool teacher, all right? Y'all probably already heard that already from people if you had me before. I'm the cool teacher, but I'm not just cool because I just let you do and run a fool, you know what I mean? I'm cool because we're going to keep the agenda in front of us, but we're going to do it with a smile, and we're going to do it in a fun way, and we're going to be creative, and that's what we're going to do. We're going to learn, but we're going to have fun, all right? Y'all, does that sound all right? If you won't have to come to school and learn anyway, we might as well have some fun when we learn, right? Okay, good. Now, I've got... whole bunch of pencils here, alright? If you do not have a pencil, there's no excuse. We've got pencils, we've got pens, we've got supplies right back here. So I'm gonna set this right there. Alright. And then each of you are gonna need one of these. Composition book. Now, in your composition books, grab one of them little pencils, and now we're ready to rock and roll. This is all you need in my class. That's it. No long lists. No big. This is what we're going to need. This is what I'm going to grade you on. You're going to take notes every class. All right? Today, you're good? Good today. You're going to take notes every class, and then those notes are the notes you're going to use in order to study for your quiz. And then from the quiz, you're going to be able to get good grades on your final exam and all of that, and then you're going to ace this class. All right? Everybody ace my class that puts in the work, all right? All right? All you got to do is put in the work. I'm going to give you the work. I'm going to tell you the work. Then you just got to study the work, and then you got to take the test on the work, do good on the test on the work, and then you're going to be all right, all right? It's easy process. Easy process, all right? All right, good. I know all of you can do it. You're smart. You're brilliant. You just got to put in that work. And we're going to do it. We're going to do it. And we're going together. And we're going to have fun while we're doing it. You know why? Because this is what I want to do. This is what I want to show you. All right? I wear many hats. I wear many hats. This is just one of them. This is the just that. There's some times that we're going to come and we're in class and all this stuff, and we're just going to have a marvelous time. Right? We're going to have fun. You're going to laugh. You're going to cry. We're going to watch some movies. We're going to talk about this and talk about that. But there are some times we're just going to have some good old fun. I got some trips planned. Yes, I do. I got some really good trips planned. We're not just doing the normal museum things. We're going to do an escape room. Ah, that's team bonding. You know what I mean? So, you know, I had to write it out real good and stuff like that in my presentation to the people and all that. But we're going to the escape room, okay? So y'all just be ready. Y'all be ready, all right? Get your tokens ready, too, all right? Because Chuck E. Cheese. What you mean? How did I pull that? Well, we're going to do a service activity right there on the premises. You know, them Chuck E. Cheese, most of them going out of business and need some help. And so we're going to do a service project right up in there. Hey, we're going to have fun. That's all I'm saying. We're going to have some fun because I believe that if you're going to work hard, you got to play hard. All right. All right. So we're just going to play hard right here. Right? So that's one of the hats. That's one of the hats that we're going to wear. And then here we go. Yeah. This is a bus driver's hat. Now, we going somewhere, right? We going somewhere. There's a destination. But first, in order for you to be able to get there, you gotta get on the bus. Open the door. Allow you to come in. You get on that bus. Get on that bus. Get on the bus. Sit in the back. Do what you're told, follow the rules, and if you do that, destination full, we're going, okay? Now sometimes, bus driver gotta say, hey, you look in that mirror, somebody standing up in the back, say, hey, could you just please sit down, and you know what you're supposed to do? You're just gonna sit down, that's it, all right? And then if you do what you're supposed to do, I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do, and I'm going to lead that bus, I'm going to drive that bus, I'm going to steer that bus, we're going to direct the bus to a proper destination. All right. Y'all got that one? All right. All right. That's for the bus driver. Now, this is, this thing seems a little tight here. This thing on right, hold on. I think it's like here. There you go. The hard hat, you see it. Now the hard hat, this one is saying what we're doing here is constructing things. I want you to realize that these are important years of your lives. We can't just throw them away to video games and throw them away to wasteless TikTok scrolling and all that. We gotta use this. And even with all the advancements that we have now with AI and all this kind of stuff, we gotta be really, really careful that we don't stop using this. Because this is a muscle. And if you don't use that muscle, then it gets weak. And the weaker it gets, the worse it gets. And because this is our computer, this is the main hub, then that means it's regulating everything. And if this gets weak, everything gets weak. I believe as a person on construction site, there's some things first we gotta demolish. That's part of construction, demolishing things. Demolishing bad habits. Demolishing those old ways. You know, this is this new slate, brand new and clean. Right? You haven't traveled this way before. Brand new school year. No matter what happened in the past, if it was bad, hey, it's over. That's over. Don't carry it over into this year, right? Let's build something great. Let's build on a good foundation. Let's start laying that good foundation. That's what people do. They get that foundation and then they smooth it out. And then it dries up and it becomes that firm foundation that they're able to continue constructing everything. Y'all get what I'm saying? We're going to break down that bad, that old. We're going to construct something better and new, okay? Can I get an amen out there? All right, don't tell the principal I said that, all right? You know these folk getting these things. My goodness. All right. Let's see. I got to take a little drink break. Just water, y'all. Gotta stay hydrated. All right. What other hat we got? Well, the captain. Now, captain's hat, similar to the bus driver. He's there steering the ship. Bon voyage. We're on our way. You know, we're doing that. But there's a danger on the sea. Called rough waters. And the captain has to navigate through rough waters. See, I was in the Navy, served in the Navy myself. Class. Yes. Thank you. And being out on this ship, I was on the USS Guam, LPH-9. We were out there on that ocean, and I remember one day, this big old ship that usually could take on most any weather, one day there was some weather that made us feel her wrath. And we were, boom, this giant ship, up and down, and all that. And we were getting sick on the ship, some of us. Yeah, I got a little queasy, though. But the captain had to navigate and made sure that the ship was safe and that we were still following course. And even if we had to divert a little bit and go around, we were still going to get to our destination. And I'm going to let you know that this school year, you may start out with the best intentions, just like you start out with that diet, right? And just sometimes you start out going to the gym and all that, and you start out with the best intentions. And life be life, and sometimes the waters start to get a little rocky, changes start to happen, and all that kind of stuff. And all I'm trying to say is, we're going to try to straight navigate through those rough waters, right? Sometimes the sports and extracurricular activities, and the boyfriend, girlfriend drama, and that, all these distractions. But as a captain of the ship, I'm gonna be here to help you navigate through those waters so that we get to the right destination, okay? All right. Now, once again, and then, what do you mean, what is this? Y'all have never seen this before? Okay, well, this is a kind of old style motorcycle helmet and goggles. All right, these protect you from the eyes, from the road. And anyway, sometimes we just gonna cruise, all right? Cruising isn't always bad, you know. We got seasons, all right? We got four seasons. Some seasons are preparation for something, You know, and then you got the crews and seasons, and then the seasons of productivity and all of that. And so, you know, there's some times we're going to cruise, but here's the important thing about cruising, okay? You cruise with your eyes open and continuing progress. Progress is just at a little slower pace, and that's okay. That's okay. There's some times where the pace is going to be a little faster. And then you gotta slow down a little bit in order to ramp back up. You can't always be at a 10, okay? You can't always be at a 9 or 8. You know, sometimes you gotta be at a 4 and all that. So we're gonna have balance this year. That's always what I'm trying to tell you. I understand there's seasons, even within the seasons and all that. And so we wanna make sure that we're tending to those things as well. So this is gonna be our time. Be out there on the road and just cruise a little, but cruising implies that you're still moving toward the target and all that, right? All right, we just at a little more relaxed pace and all that stuff, but we're still gonna be going forward, okay? All right, y'all right. I knew it. I see it in your eyes. okay. A little more hydration. It's getting hot in here. I'm not used to wearing these ties. All right. Now, here's a hat that we got to wear sometimes, sir. It's my Dick Tracy detective hat. Okay? This is my disciplinarian hat. Okay? Sometimes even a cool teacher gotta set some things straight. All right, we got rules for the school, we got rules for the district, we got rules in our community, we got rules in your household. You ought to have rules. If you don't have rules, you ought to have some rules. Anyway, rules rule everywhere. Because that means in this classroom, even a cool classroom, we're going to have some rules, all right? Now, the school has a policy. Excuse me, let me get that. Y'all see this? What is the school policy? That's right, no devices in the classrooms, okay? That's a tough rule. That's a tough rule. I know. Yeah, okay. Not fair. Yeah, I hear you. But in my classroom, everybody, here you go, can use yours because I have an exemption. You need your cell phones in order to be in my class, okay? You need one. And if you don't have one, I got one for you, okay? All right? It's part of the coursework is we do it on cell phones. You like the way I did that? Y'all like that, huh? Just in my classroom. I can't speak to nobody else. Just right here. All right. Yeah. All right. But. So that's a cool thing. All right. That's cool. All right. I know you're gonna be texting somebody or checking your TikTok or whatever like that. I get it. Sometimes that's the coasting. All right. But just keep doing your work. All right. And we got some metrics and we got some things that we got to be able to fulfill and all that. But we are okay. All right. I feel like there was something else I had to tell you. Yes? Can you go to the bathroom? Isn't there someone already? Oh, you're the first one. All right. You go ahead. Yes. Right after him, yes. Just let them go first, okay? And then the class is gonna be over by then. Okay. You can hold it. Okay. All right. Well, your homework is I want you to go home and find a creative way to tell about yourself and your ambitions for this year. And then you're going to come back to school. You know what? Don't worry about it. No homework today. No homework. I'm just messing with you guys. Your homework? Bring your composition books tomorrow. Oh, I see many of you already have yours. And if you need one, we got one for you. We're going to have a good year, y'all. We're going to have a good year. Okay. You know why? Because here's the last one. Sometimes we're going to take the tie off. Right? We're gonna put some movies on. And we can just go and chill. Alright? I remember back in the day when I was in school, and one of the fun times I had was when I heard that cart rolling into the room, and I knew it was movie day. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! I'm gonna give you that day back, y'all. That day is coming again. All right, there's the bell. You guys have a good one. I'll see you tomorrow. Let me get this time for this next class. Hey, Principal Jones. All right. Good to see you. Yeah, I'll tell you about it later. It's going to be a good year.